This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
NBC Sports Boston's Tommy Curran on Jones and Keith earlier today, pinpointing the one decision that really changed it all for the Patriots when it went south post-Tom Brady. And in his mind, that was not having a plan to replace or properly replacing Josh McDaniels after he led Mac Jones to a good rookie year. And he might be right, but I still believe there's lots of decisions along the way that contributed to the downfall of Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, the Patriots, the last 5 years. So we're talking stinky Patriots and to some degree stink bugs, Fitzy, because I don't know if you noticed the text line lit up with information on stink bugs. You're not supposed to squish them because it releases a pheromone that actually attracts more stink bugs. So you're supposed to flush them, according to the text line. So I will be flushing my stink bugs from now on, sending them to the septic tank from hell, but getting them out of my house. But we're also talking about the New England Patriots and what happened post-Brady. So we're going to go to the phone calls because the guys are lining up to talk about it. And the first subject line is an enticing one if your name is Andy, because it involves Fitzy. Let's go to Jake in Boston, who has something to say to Fitzy. What's up, Jake?
Happy anniversary, boys. Fitzy, I just sent our call.
Jake, are you currently out? Are you out someplace right now celebrating Big Poppy's engagement?
I am not. I just sent our Instagram call from March 18th, 2020 to your DMs. Take a listen and see how right I am and have been. Well, you are more DeLulu than Baghdad Bob. There should also be a third option on this poll, which is the stupid fans and media who are too dumb to realize that once Tom walked out the door, this was all inevitable, except for yours truly, who's been right since the beginning. To refresh your memory, Fitzy, I started off by telling you that this wasn't going to be like replacing your dog. You just can't get another one. And Belichick thought it was going to be. Two, you kind of admitted it. You were on the wrong side of history. All Robert had to do was give Thomas $25 million, and instead he let Bill give the money to the McCourty twins and their best friend, Patrick Chung. Robert not only called First Take after it happened, trying to deflect, but in what was the most famous part of our argument, he went out and got his D-rated planes, who you guys had been really excited about until about 3 weeks ago, sent him to China for some COVID masks as a PR opportunity to make people forget that he actually had a major involvement in Tom Brady leaving. Number four, Tom Brady did, as I said at the time, help people recover from the pandemic. The city of Tampa won a Super Bowl in front of hometown fans, mind you, because if he were still here, the Commonwealth got COVID so wrong we wouldn't have been able to see it. Five, all Robert had to do was give Bill points on the franchise to play nice with Tom and keep his mouth shut. And he chose not to do that and to keep Jonathan as heir to the future of the throne and not give Bill a single cent of the franchise's worth to play nice. The only
All right, thanks for the call, Jake. I'm sorry, but
you good points in there to last me at least a couple of breaks as well.
Holy Moses, Jake. That was the victory lap of all time. That was a victory marathon. He went 26.2 miles of victory, and I guess he was right. I mean, he claims that famously there was a part of your argument, like, I don't know how famous it was. No disrespect to you guys. I'm not sure I've heard many people talk about the famous Jake and Fitzy fight or debate.
I got to be honest. I don't remember it worth a lick or a toot, but I'm sure it was something that will live in the annals of Patriots history.
It was fabulous. Did he say you guys had an Instagram call?
I don't remember it. You can call people on Instagram. You can video chat. You can call people. You can do whatever you want on the gram.
Anybody? Like if you're a follower or something, or
yeah.
So I'm intrigued now. Jake,
I video chatted with people on IG. I've done video chatting on Facebook. You can do it on a million. You don't just have to have like Skype or FaceTime. You can do
so
it.
Is there potentially a recording of this phone call that we could have some fun with on an afternoon show?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Apparently, it's in your DMs, Fitzy, if you want to check that. That's how he led the call.
He slid into your DMs for another return chat with you. Yeah, you just took a very Senate hearing approach. I do not recall said conversation, supposedly, Senator.
It all just depends on what your definition of DMs is.
Wow. There was a lot in that phone call, but apparently he was right all along. He should have been running the Patriots, and Robert should have given Bill points on the franchise and run Jonathan out of town. How is that going to work? He's the son. That's how, like, inheritances work generally. They go from the father to the son. And Jonathan's put in a lot of years working for this franchise. You don't have to like him. You don't have to like Jonathan's decision-making. But he is his son. He's his blood. And you think he's going to give the franchise to Bill Belichick? That's a ridiculous idea. Can we call out a ridiculous idea for a ridiculous idea? I usually let Jake spew, but that was stupid. Yes, Dan Ball.
You're not answering my Instagram call right now, and I don't know why that's the case.
Oh, I'm getting a... Oh, hey, Dan, we're talking on the radio and Instagram. I guess I'm old, whatever. I had no idea that you could call people on it. So if I follow them, can I call them, or does it have to be they follow me as well? Do both people have to follow each other?
I have not gone that far into it. As far as I'm aware, you followed me back when I got hired, so all I know is if you follow each other, you can call.
Okay, so I can't, like, call Instagram models or anything like that. Not that I would.
Only one way to find out.
Just asking. I would never do that. I have no interest in those types of things. I'm just saying.
I'm looking to see right now where this quote-unquote infamous exchange...
We are playing this. If there's audio of you and Jake arguing about Brady and
you... Oh, you know, here it is. Okay, no, he didn't call me on Instagram. He actually saved it. I was on with Brian Barrett. It was a 1 to 4 o'clock show. He's actually in my chat. He's actually in my DMs now. I'm talking to you about Jake, and he just texted. I misspoke. I had the call recorded, so it wasn't on. He texted to me on Instagram. This is fascinating. Wow.
Jake is quite a self promoter. That is impressive. Now, if we
look
get
at
that
all
audio,
of this, he never said, Jake. Come on, be nice to me, Jake. Maybe I'll follow you back if you stop being such a dick. All right, I'm going to listen to this call.
Just hold it over his head.
You know, here we go. I'm going to copy it, Dan. I'm going to DM it. I'm going to go from one DM slide to another.
Okay.
And I'm going to send it to Dan Ball. Dan is going to screen it, and if it's worth it, we can play it when we come back in moments.
I look forward to this. The original victory lap from Jake. We just got the post-victory lap, the original. 617.
By the way.
Yes.
I will say this. I have admitted many times. I'm glad Jake owned up to it. I have fessed. I have apologized. I have done everything I can save for take a naked walk through town square while people throw vegetables at me and ring the shame bell for my stance and my immediate reaction and response to Brady leaving town. I sided with the team. I love the team. I'll always be a fan of the team. And yes, I work for the team. But there's no reason why I should have even in the slightest done anything resembling doubt Tom Brady. I should have been behind him. You know, mom and dad can get divorced and you can love the two of them and try to treat them both the same way, depending on who's living at a cool little two-bedroom apartment downtown and who still has the house, Andy.
781 says Selma Hayek is not answering my call on Instagram. Same. Alexis Wren. I tried to call her. She didn't answer me back. This is a flawed
Keep trying.
System.
They'll answer. Keep trying.
617-779-7937. Back to the phone calls here. So we had Jake in Boston. Up next, we have Danny in the car who wants to talk about this 5 years of dismal Patriots history that we're reliving here on the anniversary of Tom Brady's departure. What's up, Danny?
Hey, gents. So I think Tom Brady Sr. or Brady Sr. Said it best. I'm not sure which year that Brady Sr. says it's not going to end well.
Mm-hmm.
Brady asked.
It was 2017,
for
Danny.
Boom. So we're talking $50 million, 25 a mil a year for the Drew Brees contract. Are you kidding me? So the ultimate question is who made the decision? Was it Belichick or was it the Kraft family that made the decision not to give him $25 million a year when we, as New England fans, enjoyed multiple Super Bowls, multiple seasons over 20 years. We enjoyed it. And God bless Tom Brady. But Belichick, on the other end, sorry, I'm going to rant here. Give me 50 seconds today.
Give you 30.
Without the defense, they don't win them all. So, yeah, there's definitely the combo. I want to go 60-40, 60 Brady, 40 him. But who makes the freaking decision not to pay the guy $25 million a year and let him walk out the door? Is it Bill or is it the family?
Thanks for the call, Danny. It's the family. That's where I start with. Any decision that's made with the Patriots falls under the Kraft family umbrella, falls under Robert Kraft's umbrella. Could he have paid Tom Brady? Could he have undercut Bill Belichick? And might there have been ramifications? Sure. I have no idea. If Robert forced Bill to keep Tom Brady and give him that contract, maybe there's a chance that Bill walks out. Okay, so Bill walks out and you got Brady and we have a different timeline thread in history here. But he absolutely could have done that. He allowed Bill to make a decision, and by doing that, he made a decision in his own right, Fitzy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, yes, he did. And you know, the sad part is, you know, you talked about how a long time ago on Six Rings, you made a point saying, you know, the Patriots are in danger of becoming one of those sad franchises where they live thoroughly in the past and all they have to look forward to are those pinnacles, those bastions, the stars of the past. Like, for the longest time, it was basically Shula and Marino for the Dolphins. Or when you go to a Bears game, all they really still have to pin their hopes to are Walter Payton jerseys and people dressing up like Mike Ditka at the tailgates and in the stands, which is an iconic look, and I understand. And we had looked into the future, like, what if 5-10 years from now, Tom Brady jerseys are still the most popular jersey, and that's all people are wearing. And people are wearing hooded sweatshirts with the sleeves cut off, mm-hmm. and that's the only identity the team still has. They're in danger of that gravely bad decision haunting them for not just years, but decades to come, unless Mike Vrabel is who we thought he could be or who they think he should be and turns things around and helps forge a new identity for this team.
Or unless Drake May is who we want him to be and some like Dan Orlovsky believe he is to be, because one of the other responses we did get to the poll on Twitter, Fitzy, was it's pretty simple. You didn't have a quarterback. You had Tom Brady. He left. And you didn't replace him with a franchise quarterback. You had Mac Jones for a year playing, I guess, at a franchise quarterback level, Pro Bowl level, whatever you want to call that. But the real reason is you never replaced the quarterback position. You became one of those teams, the Dolphins post-Marino is one of the more famous examples, and that's why you stink. And now you have Drake May, and if Drake May is him, if Drake May is who he's supposed to be, maybe that is turning things around for the New England Patriots, and then you marry that up with Vrabel, and maybe you have a rebuild that's begun this offseason. 617-779-7937. Talking about the Patriots offseason, which is an important one because it's been 5 years of misery for you people, Fitzy. People like you, 5 years of misery, thinking every move, every next change is the change that gets the ship in Foxborough going in the right direction. Maybe we're finally there. Speaking of going in the right direction, well, not last night anyway. The Boston Bruins lost in overtime, but there is some hope that the team could be going in the right direction after the trade deadline. We'll look at last night's loss, but also the future for the remainder of the season. Will we see some of the young stars playing for the Boston Bruins? Would that even be a good thing? Little Bruins talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.